Blog Talk Radio.
Who is it?
It's the plumber.
Plumber? I didn't call a plumber.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Lazy Llama Show, episode 2. You guys can call in on 646-787-8230. Once again, that is 646-787-8230. Now, I had a test run show yesterday, no callers, which is not surprising. This is the second show. It's going to have a little bit more concreteness to it. It's going to go for half an hour, and if anyone calls in, hallelujah, that's going to be a miracle if that's going to happen, but I'm just happy just to have my own little show here for half an hour. I've been having quite a few technical issues regarding Blog Talk Radio being a bunch of improperly run networks, if you get my drift, a lot of slow connectivity, so it's been quite difficult for me to connect to a BTR and get the show started. But enough drama. What's tonight's show going to be about? I like to start off with the insanity of the world. Who here thinks the world is insane? Who thinks the world's insane here? I do. Has anyone seen how insane the world is? Am I the only one that's insane? Now, perhaps the mirror on the wall is insane. Just look all around us. Look all around us. And people say, sweetie, that's just life. Is it? Is it really? Is that just life? Because I don't think it is. It doesn't feel like life. How can this be life? How can it we live in a world where you have to pay to be alive under duress of being homeless or physical threats coming to you? How can that be life? And the real question is, what is life? What is life to be? Is life just something we are told that it is? Oh, it's just this and that and the other, and that's it. That's it, sweetie. You go to school, you study, you get married, you have kids, and then you die. And then your kids do the same for you too. And they get you children, they get children, they get children. You just realize how insane this is. You know? You're given a script to go through life with. You're given a script. You're supposed to do this, you're supposed to do that, you're supposed to do this, and you're supposed to do that. But there's nothing for the one who chooses to live his own life. It's a very difficult thing. And all around you see is the insanity of others. Going along with the insanity. The insane running the insane asylum. The nuts become the nut keepers. You know? And we're stuck in this world, it seems. We're stuck in this realm of illusion. Why are we stuck in this realm of illusion? Why? Any callers out there? Anyone, any listeners? Please call in on 646-787-8230. I have not figured out the Skype thing, how to get people to call in through Skype, which is a bit of a bummer, but we'll figure that out later on. So what do you think about the insanity? What do you think about dreaming? Do you think perhaps that dreams contain the keys to our psyche, to unlocking who we are as individuals? You know? Far too often as people and as human beings and as spiritual beings, we don't know who the fuck we are most of the times. You know? Who are we? Who are we? Who am I? Well, that's a question I only can answer. You know, it's amazing that how our thoughts bounce around this universe. And what do you mean? But what do you mean by that bounce around? What are you talking about, celestial? What are you talking about bounce? Well, it's very simple, really. What I mean by bouncing around? Look around us. Look at this world we've created. That's what I mean by bouncing around. Oh, it's the banks, it's the credit unions, it's the government, oh, it's the police, oh, it's the crown, it's the legal name fraud, it's this, it's that, it's the other. I see these, yes, these, that is true. These are part of the problem, but I personally see these as the symptom of the problem. The symptom, not the cause, the symptom. Why do we have a crown and legal name fraud and banks and governments and injustice? Why is it within our consciousness that we created our thoughts to create a world that is like this? What is it within us that created this world? What is it? What desire of our soul and our mind decided, you know what, you know, I'd like to live in a world of injustice and complete hardship. It is hard for the vast majority of humanity. Any callers out there? 646-787-8230. Call on in. If no one's going to call in, I'm going to have to pretend to be callers, you know. I'm serious. I can do that. No? Okay. That's another subject. Is it me? Has anyone experienced lucid dreaming or astral travel? I spoke about this the other day, and I want to kind of touch more upon that. Is anyone familiar with the word out-of-body travel and out-of-body experiences? No? Well, in my experiences, I have experienced out-of-body travel. I used to do so quite a few times back many years ago. I became very well versed at it. For those who are not aware of what out-of-body travel is, it's basically, it's a state of mind, all right? You go to bed, you lie down, you put your body in a deep state of relaxation, and then after a set period of time, you become aware of yourself, of the body being unable to move. being unable to act out. And it's in this state you can detach from the physical body, if you will. You can come out of the physical body. And people might say, oh, well, that's just dreaming. You're just dreaming, you know. It's just an hallucination. But I've had many of these experiences where it wasn't a dream. In these states, I am aware that I'm outside of my physical body. I'm aware that my body is on the bed. And yet, I'm in another location. I am fully conscious, just as I am conscious now, even more so. In this state, physical laws do not apply to me. Gravity doesn't apply. There's no gravity. The ability to travel through physical objects is there. There's also the ability to travel simply by thought. If I think of some place or something, it manifests instantly. I can travel vast distances without using any vehicle, or even walking is not required. It's just instant transportation from one place to another. Let me give you an example. I once had an out-of-body experience where I rose out of my body. I went through the wall of my home, went outside, and decided to go to the United States, to my friend in the United States. This was 10 years ago. And I thought about my friend, I felt her presence, and the next thing you know, I'm feeling this extreme acceleration. I can see the sun rising and setting very quickly, like going up and down very quickly. And then the next thing you know, I see this house approaching me very quickly, and the next thing you know, I'm in the house, and I'm hovering over my friend's bed, and I'm looking down at her. She wasn't aware of me. She was in her bed. And that was my experience. It was instant travel. And I remember looking down at my friend, and she was, oh, there's my friend. Oh, she can't see me. You know? And I spoke to my friend about that, and she kind of confirmed a few things about my experience. And that's when I knew these experiences had a lot more to it. And there's a lot of resources on the internet and in books about out-of-body travel. And one can do it very easily if one has the focus to do so. It takes quite a bit of control. You don't have to be a Zen master, meditator, or whatever. You can just do it using some very simple techniques. If you just look up astral travel on the internet, there's quite a few authors out there on it. And I find it to be very fascinating. I haven't done astral travel, out-of-body experience, or whatever you want to call it, in quite a number of years. One being, it's not that easy to do it. Even for someone very well experienced, it's not leaving the body that's hard. It's getting to the state where your body wants to go to sleep. That's hard. So if anyone wants to call in, 646-787-8230. Call in. Let's speak about astral travel, lucid dreaming, or the universe. Hello? 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 Empty, just as I thought. That's okay. First journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step, eh? See, I never would have thought I'd ever be sitting here hosting an internet radio show. Huh. You know? I must say, I'm quite disappointed with this blog talk radio. You know, the sound quality is so low. I mean, you know, for $40 a month, you'd think that you know, improve the quality or something. But that's another story. You know, I was speaking about the Lazy Lama the other day and what it is and what it could mean for individuals coming to the Lazy Lama. It's not a cult. It's not a pyramid scheme. It's a state of mind. Everyone has the Lazy Lama in them. It's that part of ourselves that wants to be ourselves. You know, that's what the lazy llama feels like to me. That part of ourselves that just, you know, wants to be who we are, who we wanted to be. Not what our moms and mothers and fathers and our family around us wants us to be, but it's who you want to be. And the question is, who do you want to be? Who do you want to what do you want to experience in your life? Do you want to be an actor? An artist? Maybe you want to grow your own hemp farm? You know? You see, we've been so preconditioned by society and culture to be something or someone or some other form other than who you are. And we all have it in us. And it's very difficult to sort of overcome and transcend. Because we also have that desire to be loved and accepted by people. You know, we all kind of, at least I can speak for myself, and I don't want to sound too presumptuous about this, but it's kind of human nature to desire to be loved and accepted, you know? Does anyone resonate with that? Anyone? Well, I guess that all depends on who you are and where you want to be. Because we're all just points of light traveling through space, aren't we? And we forget that. We forgot who we were. We forgot where we came from. We're just stuck in these bodies and the awareness of the body and nothing else. Feel hunger, pain, lust, anger. And that seems to be the predominant control factors of us. My personal shortcomings, you know, I have a few. Sometimes I can have a short fuse. You know, if I'm trying to focus on something, on a particular something I'm trying to create, and someone interrupts me, it really shits me. Because it's like I'm trying to strike while the hammer is hot, the iron is hot. And when someone kind of interrupts, it really kind of, you know, just getting that off my shoulders, a bit of therapy there, can't hurt to my invisible callers. You know, it seems in today's society, you're limited to a particular lifestyle. You know, you got to go to work, you got to get money, you've got to be focused on these things. What if we all received like a basic living income? Just that. If you didn't work, you got that without question. You just, okay, you don't have a job. Here is a basic living income to cover your costs of living in this system. It might seem like to be honest, it seems more like just a bigger cage. But you know what I mean. You know, it seems like if you don't, and if you don't work, what happens? What happens? What do people do? Oh, they ostracize you. Oh, look at this lazy bastard doesn't work. He's not hardworking like the rest of us, you know? And they don't realize, the majority of people don't fucking realize just how enslaved they are as well. The best slave is the one who thinks they are free. The key to freedom is to recognize you're not three. Well, what about the starving kids in Africa? Well, you put them there. We put them there by agreeing to be part of the system. We put those starving kids there. We put those starving kids working a dollar a day in some cheap Chinese factory to make your iPad or whatever, you know? It's remarkable. And all this technology, this abundance of technology, it creates a person who doesn't appreciate it. I mean, look at the phones nowadays. The smartphones. I mean, I'm talking about, I've used computers and technology for a long time. 20 years ago, the stuff people have now in their phones was this work of science fiction. It was something you'd see in an episode of Star Trek or something. I mean, not even good, too. Even their rendition of it was pretty awful, too. You know, some holographic deck that doesn't look holographic or something. And people now, people have these phones, and they can just, a few clicks of their fingers can take a photo and upload it to somebody. They can make a phone call, a video call to someone across the world. It's completely revolutionized how people interact. And you see how it's used. All you see now, people, have you just seen people in cities and town, and you just see them just with their heads down looking into their phone? It's like how cars make people bring out the worst in people. You know, you can have the nicest person in the world, but you put them in a car, behind the wheel of a car, and they become the biggest jerk in the world. You know, it's. I don't know if it's human nature, and it probably is human nature. You know, it's human nature to always want to jump two steps ahead, two steps too fast. I want my cake, and I want it now. Call on in, 646-787-8230. Once again, 646-787-8230. Lines are open, and I have zero callers on my switchboard. Come on, you're just itching to get on. You're itching to get onto my show. You know, I hated school when I was growing up. Oh, I dropped out when I was in the 11th grade. Best decision of my life. Best decision of my life. When I left school, I did so on a bet. It's like a bet. I bet you can't leave school now. Leave school. Why don't you go? Okay. And that day, I left school. I dropped out of school. It was a good decision because I hated school. Oh, hated it. It was nasty. You got to do grades. You got to be good. You got to have a job. You got to have this. You got to have. I never fitted in. Sometimes I feel like I belong in a circus or something, you know, and I don't have the circus with me. Do you ever feel like you're not part of a tribe? Is there any black sheep out there who feels that perhaps, just perhaps, they're missing something? Missing a community or missing wanting to be part of something where their knowledge, where your knowledge, where your abilities, where your creativity is needed somewhere. Do you ever feel that, you know, just perhaps, there is something greater to my path? What is great to your path? What is your path? What do you need in your path? What is it you desire to go do in your path? You know, do you want to be an artist? Or a creator. Or maybe you don't want to do anything. Maybe you just want to chill out and watch the clouds go by. And what's wrong with that? You know? What is wrong with doing nothing? It's the addiction to doing stuff, isn't it? It's the addiction to doing stuff. And I think this is where a lot of the problems are. I've got 5 minutes left on my stream. So far, so good. Are you sure no one wants to call in? Oh, God damn it, I'm just going to make my own call. Yes, hello, I was listening to show. You have very good radio show. Well, thank you very much. Your feedback is well appreciated. You know, no worry. You know, I was thinking about your show, what you're saying about these dreams. Yeah, what about them? What about these dreams? What kind of dreams did you have? You know, my dad said to me, you know, Vlad, you should be a goat farmer. In our culture, we all became goat farmers. So my dad said to me, you'll be a goat farmer. And I said, Dad, I don't want to be a goat farmer. There's too many goats. I have no interest and passion in goats. That's very interesting, Vladimir. Can you tell me more? And how did that make you feel, Vlad? Why should I be a goat farmer? I said to Dad. I wanted to sail around in a boat, in a little sailboat, going around all the little countries, go to Italy in a little sailboat and see the country. I drink wine and enjoy myself and then follow my passion. This was difficult because the family wanted me to be a goat farmer. So I say, Vladimir, this is interesting. What did you do? Well, I became a sailor. I enjoy the sailing. Well, thank you, Vlad. That's very interesting. That's a good decision you made. You see, callers, you see, listeners, Vladimir here followed his heart despite, pressure from family. Family can be a big one, too. It's depending what family you come from, what kind of family, your history. It's varied as history itself. If you have a family that's so loving and sweet, that can make it even harder because you love them and you don't want to hurt their feelings. So you kind of go along with it. I know, I do the same thing too. I'm a sucker in my family. Make everyone happy, sacrifice my dreams and my integrity. I've done that plenty of times. Anyway, thank you, Vladimir. Is there anything else you want to say? I think that's all I want to share. I will call again later, some other time. No worries, Vlad. Thanks for calling. I appreciate the call. It's much appreciated. Thank you for calling. Well, you see, listeners, Vladimir has a good idea there. We all have a little Vladimir inside of us. Or a Gregory, or a Vladimir. I'll just call him Vlad because it's just, or a Boris. Let's call him a Boris instead. Or whatever you want to call them. It's just a name. What did you want to be when you wanted to... Okay, what did you want to be when you were a kid? Do you know what I wanted to be when I was a kid? I didn't want to be a train driver. I wanted to clean the trains. I wanted to be a cleaner, a train cleaner. That's right. I didn't want to drive the trains. I wanted to clean the trains. When I was a little kid, I wanted to clean trains. Like, sweep them up, wash them. I know, even my childhood dreams are a little unusual, Okay, got 1 minute and 50 seconds. Well, I guess it's just me and me and me and me. But that's okay. I think I'll be wrapping up tonight's show. Once again, you did listen. Thank you. If you didn't, thank you. The show will evolve as time goes on. This is just in its infancy. It's just a trial run, just seeing how it goes, how I feel of it. It's completely new and foreign to me. And I hope this show evolves into something more meaningful. And I hope more people call in. Okay, well, I hope you have a great day, night, afternoon, wherever you are in the world. Okay? Ciao, ciao, and have a lovely moment wherever you are. Peace.